Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Lynn Miller. I'm a psychic intuitive medium. You may have seen me on America's Psychic Challenge, Couples Therapy on VH1, Bravo, or CBS Radio. I have been doing this for over 20 years, and I'm looking forward to connecting with all of you and getting a chance to speak to everyone tonight. What I do in my sessions, just to give a little brief description, I like to work with my clients in all areas, but generally cover the past first, present, and then future. And I always say to my clients, you know, it's really important. Communication is key. And if you're going to see anybody in this field, I always recommend, you know, I've heard so many horror stories about, I won't give any names, but about other people, you know, that do this sort of work. But, you know, somebody that's really good can pick up on the past, you know. Through the past, it indicates what's kind of going on in the present, and then you can get to the future. And what I do with my clients is, you know, sometimes we have what I refer to as blocks. You know, it's a cycle. It's something that keeps repeating itself over and over, and we keep drawing this energy around us. In order to break that, I mean, first you have to recognize it. And then, you know, work from recognition to taking an alternative action. And that what that does, I find, is kind of shift the energy around you in the present, and then we can create a different future. And I have to tell you, I don't know if there's something in the air or something going around, but the past 3 weeks, I've had quite a few clients that have just, it's kind of like, oh, you know, they're stuck past having a lot of problems moving forward, and it's a repetitive thing. And, you know, really to embrace the future, somebody said to me, you know, you really have to let go of the past. You have to let go of any expectations that you may have to go back to something exactly the way it is or way it was. I mean, you know, the constant thing in life is change. And I find, you know, as we get older, sometimes fear sets in, and, you know, we get more comfortable in how things are. And what I like to do is I pick up on people's passions or kind of innate qualities that, you know, maybe they just haven't gone for or taken that leap of faith. And I really, truly am a firm believer, if you're doing something out of passion and out of love, the universe opens up for you. I know that can sound a little hokey, but it's really true. I mean, we've all been through trying times. I just made a big move from Malibu to Palm Desert. And I wake up every morning going, wait a minute, how did I get here? Oh, yeah, that's right. I moved here. Change. Definitely life is about change. I'm going to try to get to every caller tonight. If we can keep it to one question, that would be great. 10 handy and something you can write down with. And whatever I get, I've just learned over the years not to censor. I mean, I just say write everything down. Don't shoot the messenger, because 9 out of 10 times, it has some fit, whether it's a name, a location, it's usually something coming around you. I've said, you know, things to clients and they're like, that is so bizarre. And then I get a call 6 months later. And I also like to work with people not only to help guide them, but to better help them use their own intuitive skills, because, you know, I think it's like anything else. It's a part of us. You know, and part of it can be learned, you know, to a certain degree. And we need to learn to tap into that part when we're making choices in life, so we can, you know, make a higher path decision, a higher choice for the betterment, you know, of our life, and is only going to enrich us. So on that note, what else can I say? Before I get to some calls, well, for Blog Talk Radio listeners, I listed my website, and if you mention BTR, I will give you a $50 my email reading, but as an introductory special, not an email reading for Blog Talk listeners, and that's only for anyone that comes through this. Okay, so having said all that, let me get to my first caller. I don't want to keep you guys waiting all night. And like I said, if you keep it to one question, that would be great. And then we'll get to everybody. Thanks. Hello there.
Hey, Lynn, and thanks for taking my call.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Annabelle.
Hi, Annabelle. Just tell me your location, Annabelle, and your date of birth.
Well, I'm in Tennessee. My birth date is June 5th, 54.
Okay. Well, I couldn't guess Tennessee. No, I'm kidding. I hear the accent. What's your question? I sense you've got a decision to make.
Well, I've been working on myself quite a while, and I'm just wondering, what do you see in the romance energy?
Well, I mean, like I said, I feel like you're going to have a decision in about 4 to 5 months, and this
mm-hmm.
will have to do with the relationship. Now, I'm feeling like somebody from the past is going to come around, as well as a new energy, and you're going to have a decision to make. And what I feel is go forward in the future. So I think this relationship or this contact, probably from an ex or somebody you were interested in perhaps a year and a half ago, is coming around.
Okay.
Yeah, but I definitely feel 2016 is about relationships. And it's about you finding somebody. How do I put this, of a higher level, because I feel like you've always gone out with men where you've taken care of them kind of and they've needed help or whatever. It's just been you've been a higher kind of vibration than they've been. So your next relationship is going to be more of a...
Okay.
Oh, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's from Florida or connected to Florida. So just remember that with an R initial.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome. Keep me posted. Love to do a session for you sometime.
Well, thank you. I will.
Okay, Annabelle. Take care. Bye-bye. Annabelle. That's a pretty name. Okay, usually I can sense where callers are from. I wonder why I'm picking up Florida so strongly right now. Anyways, sometimes it's a caller ahead. Hello there.
Hey, Lynn, how's it going?
Good. Hi, who am I speaking with?
Jay calling from Canada.
Hi, Jay. What's going on tonight?
My only question is a relationship with my dad. My dad has a birthday tomorrow, and I got to send him a card. And he wants me to get a polygraph test for something I said a long, long time ago. And I just know why my relationship with my dad has fallen apart now.
Oh,
seems
wow.
Like he, yeah. Talks to my sister, but not to me. So even though I left messages on his phone, and I think it's got to do with his stepmother, my stepmother, too, or his wife. So it's kind of ugly.
Well, he's got I have to tell you, your dad has a real stubborn energy.
Yes.
Like I was saying in the beginning when I started the show about letting things in the past go, he has a hard time with that. Was this like something 5-6 years ago, or why am I going to 5-6 years ago around your
sure.
dad?
I'm
interesting.
Sure what... Okay.
Because what's coming up around you right now, I go 5-6 years ago, and something around work is coming up around you. That could be totally separate from what's going on with your dad, but you've got a strong work energy right now. I just want to let you know that. I feel like your dad, what I'm hearing is it's going to take some time, but he will get over it, you know? Are you going to submit to the polygraph? I really feel like, you know, not something you should do or have to do.
Yeah, I have to do. I mean, it seems like it's his thing he tried to do this with my cousins too, eh? His sisters. Get a polygraph test and, yeah. So, I don't know.
Wow. Well, I feel like, just so you know, if you don't, I mean, it will just be a matter of time he's going to come around. I just get such a stubborn energy from him, and it's about being right. You know what I mean? It's yeah. it's all about being right. Yeah. But I, for whatever it's worth, February, I see it coming together, you know, and some sort of apology. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Well, good luck, and yeah, just give him some time. He'll come around. Your relationship, I think, is stronger next year.
Okay. Thank you much for your time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a good night.
Thanks, Lynn.
All right. Oh, I know this area code. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hey, Lynn, this is Vince from Los Angeles.
Hi, Vince. Yeah, I saw the 310.
Yeah.
I just left L.A. I'm in Palm Desert now.
Yeah.
What's going on, Vince?
Well, my question is this. In a three-week period, I've crashed my car, demolished it. I lost my job, and my rent went up. $180. So
oh,
I have no choice but to New York to be with some family members. I'm just wondering if it's going to finally work out for me if I do go to New York, job-wise and acting and all that.
Yeah, wow. No, you've had, like, major life change and lessons that sometimes come through hardship, you know?
Yeah.
Is there a John around you, a J initial? I want you to write that down if there isn't. It's a J, male initial. It will have to do with work. I'm
okay.
just seeing a capital J. I don't even know if that's possibly in the company name or something. But it is around work. And I do think the energy for you in New York would be good. I feel sometimes when the universe throws us these curveballs and everything kind of seems to cave, it's almost like pushing us towards something different. And I think New York would be a good move for you and a good change, and I do see work around there for you.
Okay. Yeah, because
I'm
just trying to get a regular job, and then once I get settled in a regular job, then I want to put my best foot forward trying to get my book sold and published by through a publisher. And I know there's a ton of them in New York, and I'm going to see if I can find an agent and get me some acting work, like even commercials, voiceover, stuff like that, you know. Because I just said to somebody the other day, I don't even care if I ever win an award, just the fact that I can make a living.
Yeah, work. I do see you working doing that. There's something around, just remember this, 54th Street, that area,
okay.
which will be of importance because I see you in an office or going there, somebody helping you. Maybe that's the J initial I'm seeing. I'm also very drawn to, I don't know if you do sci-fi or you write something around sci-fi.
I'm more drawn to either action or comedy, like really warped, dark humor, kind of like Monty Python, stuff like that. But I did do a bit part in called Devil's Advocate, I think it was, with Rob Zombie and his wife a few years back. It was in Stevenson Ranch in the Apple Valley area. And I had a lot of fun doing it. They had me all draped in bloody makeup and stuff like that. So, you should have seen me driving home on the freeway in the middle of rush hour. It was funny, the looks of people, they were honking at me, going, "Are you all right? You need me to call my mom?" And I was laughing.
I bet.
Yeah,
that must have been some sight to see. Well, you know, you could be getting probably going to get some kind of sci-fi project, or it's a future work I'm seeing. And definitely the name John. There's also an M initial of prominence, which will help you. Probably
okay.
a Mark or a Marshall,
yeah.
that name.
Okay.
So, yeah. Keep at it and keep your head up. I know it's tough when you go through these things, you know, but there is always a light at the end of the tunnel somewhere. So maybe that's the Queen's Tunnel or whatever.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Wow, that must have been a sight to see. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. This is Jillian.
Hi, I'm sorry, what's
Jillian?
Jillian. Hi, Jillian. How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. What's going on? What's your question?
Well, I guess I want to know about work and relationships, so I guess pick the one that comes to.
Okay. Jillian, where are you located?
New York.
New York. Okay. I do see something coming financially for you, but it feels like something connected to the past. And for some reason, I want to go to 2011 with you. So if we were to do a session, that would be the first area I would start at. And usually when a time frame comes up, did you change something 2010, 2011, change a direction or have a thought about a different path?
Maybe. And I think maybe that's when, let me see, no. I just think when I got my promotion, but I don't think it was 2011. I think it was 2013.
Huh, because 2011 comes through strongly for some reason. I'm not, you may connect to that after our call, but I do feel like work around your work environment, there's going to be a lot of changes they're implementing. So it feels like, I don't know if they're expanding, renovating, there's a lot of new energy coming around. And your position will change. I do see a change in sort of what you're doing come January. So it does feel in the same area, though. But definitely, and more money, which is a good thing. There's a financial increase in 2016. Now, I'm also feeling, Jillian, you're supposed to be doing something on entrepreneurial, or there was something you, like, many, many years ago wanted to start up. It's like I get the sense of your own business around you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? What was that? Or what
I guess it's my own business, but, yeah, you know, like in intuitive coaching, like I do love to do that. Like, Spirit does come to me and give me information, so I would like to do that more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely get that sense from you that you should pursue that and go forward with it. You know, if you haven't, I could also see you writing around that. There's a strong sense of writing an art. I don't know if it's an article about spirituality or a book. But I do see, like, next year taking a turn, you helping a lot more people, and something will branch off from that. And for whatever else it's worth, there's somebody or something around real estate coming around you. What are you doing specifically for work?
I'm in personal finance.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely see office kind of environment. Sort of thing. There's also the name Brian somewhere, which feels of importance around the work. B initial, male. But there are some changes coming literally within 4 to 5 weeks around the office that you'll hear about. But it feels like a better energy for you. So, and then I think through the spiritual work, relationship will come next year. There's definitely a new relationship coming for you in the future.
Okay, that's nice.
Okay, well, it was nice chatting with you. Keep me posted.
I will. Thank you for the lovely reading.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Okay, let's see. Hi there, this is Lynn. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Lynn, this is Lena. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What's your first name?
Lena from Florida.
Oh, hi, Lena. What do I feel like? Have we spoken before?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, that's. I never forget a voice. That's funny. I was probably getting you earlier when I kept picking up Florida. what's going on? When did we talk? It's been years, hasn't it?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, wow. What's your question? What can I help you with?
Well, there's a man around me. His name is Steve, and we have like a pull to each other, and I want to see what you see about this relationship.
You have a what?
There's a pull between me and Steve. Like, I don't know what's going to go on.
All right. The first thing I get around that, my only concern is him. There's some other relationship around him. Does that make sense?
I didn't know that.
It feels to me like something, perhaps an ex is not finished or still has an interest in him. There's some kind, but I don't think he's interested, but there's something tying him from moving forward.
Is he interested in me?
Yeah, no, there's a definite interest there. And I feel like 3 months, something may come to fruition within 3 months.
Okay, so, and then he'll be done. So he'll be done with her by then.
Yeah. There is something right now preventing him. It's a combination of things, but it does feel like a past relationship and or work as well.
Oh, is it a wife or a girlfriend?
No. It doesn't feel like a wife. It feels like probably an ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Kind of coming back around or, you know, just not quite over yet.
And he's interested in me. He's talking about, like, marriage with me. He's scaring me. I'm not even pursuing him. He's pursuing me.
Yeah, no, at 3 months, he's going to come around even more strongly. So, yeah, he's very ego-driven, very magnanimous, charismatic. But there is something that will actually hold him back for the next 3 months. But I expect around, like, October, connection to be made. So.
All right, thanks a lot. I'll be in touch.
All right. Nice talking with you. Stay in touch.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I never forget a voice, even when I talk to somebody. Okay. Let's go to the next caller. Hi there. This is Lynn.
Hello. Hi, Lynn. It's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Good to see you on your radio. I don't think I've seen you on the radio for a little while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I keep saying I'm going to get a regular thing going, and I keep meaning to, but I think I finally am.
Cool.
So, yeah. What's your question, Daniel? What's going on? You've got a lot of work energy around you.
Work energy. Do you see a move or a job or anything coming in for me?
No, definitely some, like when I say work energy, some job prospects are coming in strong. It's going to come through somebody you know you already have a connection to.
Oh, somebody told me that before. I'm actually on, I just got on disability for this last month or two, and I might be on disability for a month or two or so, but I don't know how long it will be, but it's actually, the money's actually been pretty good, so
there's going to come an opportunity to work with another person. It's almost like it feels like a partnership, and you may do something. This person already has this business in place. You come in, it's something you've done in the past that you'll bring to the table and work with him. Name comes to me as Stephen.
Stephen. Oh,
yep.
I don't know someone.
Yep,
Might be music oriented or
it could, yes. Yeah, it does feel like a creative element there. Did you do some kind of I want to say like not composing but putting together. I keep getting like putting together.
Yeah, I've done all, you know, different kinds of music and stuff and you know, arranging, or is it like arrangements?
Yes,
or
arranging. Arrangement,
yeah. Because they were like, you hear a certain song, an arrangement by, you know, Marvin Hamlisch or something. But
yeah, and the name Stephen is so strong around you. So Either first or last name?
I'm out here in Barstow, and I really don't like it very much. It's, the weather's really terrible, and there's not very many people or things out here. So I'm looking for a move in somewhere. I don't know. Do you see a move? Or because I don't know if I can do it where I'm at because it's so desolate.
Yeah, I just moved to the desert, so.
what part of the desert?
I mean, I'm in Palm Desert. I'm in Palm Desert, but, you know, I was in Malibu, and I'm in Palm Desert now, and total change. But Barstow, huh? You know, I feel like San Diego would be good for you, Southern California.
You know, somebody said San Diego before, where I'm supposed to be there. They either said Santa Barbara, but they said San Diego is such more practical and everything. I remember you said you were in Malibu and that kind of thing. And I do astrology too, so I know each day of the year I have a day for it. Like Einstein was born the day of relativity. Did I tell you this before?
No.
Yeah, it's called Personology, and it's a book you can find in the astrological section called The Secret Language of Birthdays. There's actually six days.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually six different books, and you know, each day has a day, you know, like Napoleon was born the day of Royal Command. And if Jimi Hendrix was born the day of electrifying excitement, and Marvin Hamlisch was actually born the day of patient practice, but Liberace was born the day of outrageous flair. So he had that. You remember Liberace?
Oh yeah. No, I love astrology. I think I was the day of the quip or something. Or, I don't know.
When's your birthday?
February 14th, 1969.
Oh yeah, you're born the day of Cool Whip. Cool Whip, that is, yeah. So you're born the Valentine's. Valentine's.
Well, keep me posted. Yeah, I think, you know, the energy for you, I really feel strongly around, you know, San Diego ish that area. And I think that'll shift the energy, and I think you'll do a move probably in about 4 to 5 months.
Oh, that would be beautiful. Just hoping to that, you know. I'm hoping I could do that. So,
well, I always say, you know, sometimes we just have to make things happen. Sometimes we just have to, you know, take that jump and do it, and the rest will follow. You know. So, I do. Yeah, 4 months. I think you'll move, and that's the area I would focus and look at because it feels like really high vibration for you there. Meaning a lot of things will come in, a lot of opportunities, and it will just flow. So.
Well, thank you so much. I jumped at a chance to call in when I saw you. I saw you were going to be on.
Oh, great. Thank you. Have a good night.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's, I've got about 90 seconds left. Let's get to everybody. For those of you still listening, please contact me via my website. And I do have a special, and it's an introductory offer just for Blog Talk Radio listeners. And I would love some feedback, you know, as to what time, you know, maybe I'll do my show in the morning or I'll try an evening show. I'm going to try both out and see which works better. But please call me. Let me help guide you on any decisions you have to make and work with you to use your own intuition. And I've never had a dissatisfied client yet. And I love hearing feedback and how things change after I do a reading. It's really fulfilling for me that way. So I wish all of you a wonderful night, and I look forward to speaking with you again. And I will try the show again tomorrow at this time, hopefully. All right. Have a great night and look forward to hearing from you.